On May 15, the day in 1928, when Mickey Mouse made his cartoon debut in Plain Crazy. Steamboat Willie was his first starring role. That came later in the year. And then a year later, we heard him speak for the first time. The popular Aussie TV series The Flying Doctors started on this day in 1986. It was originally just a mini-series, but after the response, it was developed into a long-running TV drama series.
Oh, Mrs. Randall, you didn't tell us the new doctor was married, Tom.
The new doctor isn't married.
And in 1995, Queensland won the unwinnable State of Origin match under the cloud of Super League. They won the first game of the series in the lowest scoring and first tryless Origin and went on to win the series.
Paul Gordon has pulled off a coaching miracle.
Birthdays, LRB singer, songwriter and guitarist Graham Goble is 73. He wrote some of LRB's biggest hits, including The Night Owls, The Other Guy and Reminiscing.
We'll go dancing in the dark, walking through the park and reminiscing.
Nicholas Hammond turns 70. Now, you'll know Nicholas. He was Friedrich in The Sound of Music. And remember, he was in the 70s series of Spider-Man.
I know how it was done. He's been using microwave circuits. Yeah, I can show you.
Singing, dancing sensation Rhonda Birchmore celebrates her 60th today.
Can I just have one more dance with you, my love?
Aussie swimming great Lisa Curry-Kenny turns 58. She once held every Commonwealth and Australian record in every stroke except backstroke. Incredible. And then made a comeback in the 1990 Commonwealth Games.
I guess it's something that no one really thought that I could achieve being a mother.
And another sporting champion, Scottish tennis legend and former world number one, Sir Andy Murray, is 33.
Supreme performance, a first-class tournament, Andy Murray.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of Australia's longest-serving Prime Minister. Sir Robert Menzies died on this day in 1978, aged 83.
People are not only conscious of the development of this country in recent years, but they're very proud of it.
Remembering Sir Robert Menzies on May 15.